two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. After the news update on the half hour, good time to remind you we'll check back in with ABC coming up at 7 o'clock, so we'll have more late-breaking information, of course, regionally or nationally that needs to be passed along. And if there's any breaking news, we certainly will interrupt programming to send it your way. Thanks for listening this morning on this Memorial Day weekend to KSL Outdoors Radio. Tim Hughes along with Russ Smith from Sky Call, still hanging with me.
Yeah.
You get the dogs calmed down in the background there?
For a minute anyway. It was a cable guy stopped by to say hi.
Till somebody else knocks on the door. Maybe we should have your dogs chat with Donnell's dogs. I heard them in the background too.
Man. I actually thought you were talking to me.
Donnell Johnson is with us from HuntData.com, but also the Hunting Divas that have been on the air with us before, HuntingDivas.com. You reached out to me to let me know that you have more free time on your calendar probably than you've had in the past because of this stupid pandemic thing.
You know what's crazy is I got laid off 2 months ago, and my husband got laid off today.
Oh, no.
So,
and it's funny because we're both hard workers, top 1% of our, and that's what we were just talking about. We just went to breakfast, and it's like it has impacted us, and we're not slackers. You know, I'm not saying that people that do get laid off are, but it's concerning, obviously.
Mm.
Yeah.
Boy, especially for it to happen, I say this late in the thing, but I mean we've been tracking these unemployment numbers now for 9 weeks. And the numbers we got out this morning, and again, we're recording on a Thursday when these numbers come out, but we had another 2.4 million, which brings the total to 38 million. So you're certainly not alone in that. 38 million or 17% of the workforce. I don't know for sure, and maybe you don't want to mention, Donnell, what you do for a living full time, but was it anything to do with the public that, you know, business was down or?
No, you know, my husband works for IBM. He's actually in their cognitive group with Watson. And yeah, they actually flew us to Hawaii 2 years ago because he's in the top 1%. They've made two patents off his ideas. So, I mean, like I said, he's not a slacker. They flew us to Hawaii because he's one of their top employees. I'm a CPA accountant, and I did accounting for a real estate firm. And so real estate sales are down, so they had to cut, you know. And so, I mean, I'm furloughed, so in theory, when things pick up, they'll pull me back. But my husband was a full layoff, so.
Yeah, that is one of the hopeful things we're hanging on to here in Utah is that a few weeks ago anyway, 70% of those that had been set aside, whether, you know, through furlough or whatever, were job attached, as they call it. And so hopefully when people get their gumption back up and get their spirit back, they're going to get back out there and these jobs will, get put back in place. That's our hope anyway. Let's forget about talking about this stuff.
That's pretty depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
For you, just like most of the people that listen to this show, we're trying to encourage, man, when things aren't feeling like they're going right or going your way or going as planned, you can always just get outdoors and lift your spirits a little bit by doing something fun.
Absolutely. We, when the stay-at-home order went into place, we had to cancel some things. We do a calling clinic we do with Wayne Carlton, and we take ladies down to southern Colorado, and we give them diaphragms we have made with our Hunting Divas logo on it, and teach them how to call in a turkey and how to call in elk. It's on a ranch that has all that. We had to cancel that because we were all pretty close there in the lodge. So we, listened to our leaders, and we canceled that. We were back and forth on our turkey hens. So what we did is we got creative. We set up our turkey blinds. Everybody got their own tent. And so we social distanced, if you will, and we have our, you know, we have a face mask on anyway when you're hunting. So we really felt like that was a safer event for us to pull off. And I think we took 8 ladies and 6 of them got turkeys.
Hmm.
Had a great time. It's just really fun to see a lady shoot the, you know, one lady worked for the Outdoor Channel. She had, in fact, when she got the job 3 years ago, she was kind of anti-hunting. I have her story on video, but basically she worked there for 3 years, so it piqued her interest, and one of our board members on our Hunting Divas, one of our board members used to work for the Outdoor Channel, she invited her out, and she went out with this, and it's the first time she fired a gun at anything, and so she was pretty excited. Got a beautiful 9-inch beard bird, and it's just so fun to move people, you know, and then she posts on Facebook where she wrapped it in bacon and made little turkey poppers, and, you know, and so it really is something that can take your mind off all the stuff that's going on around us right now. So,
yeah.
And I love doing it anyway, but it's just, thank God for it. You know, there's a lot of things in my life that I'm super thankful for right now, because if I didn't have those things, you get stir crazy when you sit there and watch the media all day long about COVID-19, you know?
Yeah, and it's a balance that we, you know, something, a line we walk every day here at KSL. I now host Utah's Morning News with Amanda Dixon Monday through Friday, and of course we're tasked with making sure that people are informed on what you need to know in this weird situation, and yet you don't want to be a part of the problem, so to speak, and you want to find ways of finding some daylight, finding some positive things out there, and it's tough.
It is, and that was honestly my concern when this whole COVID thing came out, was not just even the death that would come from that, but what it is going to do to our economy, what it is going to do. I mean, you look at my husband and I, and we're sitting here on 10 acres going, wow, we're both unemployed. That's crazy, you know, and we do have to stay informed. So where is that balance, you know?
Yeah. Russ and I took the opportunity to get a little balance in our life last weekend. We got away to go down to Bryce Canyon National Park. But, Russ, we were talking about it at the top of the hour when we opened the show, that both of us, and I don't know, I mean, I was conscious that I'd probably feel better by getting away, but I don't think I really knew to the extent when I got home. I felt like a whole different guy.
It really makes a difference. You know, the week before that, I took that Jeep I'm putting together up into the mud, up off of, right over by Bear River Lodge. And we had a blast up there. And I was giggling the whole time. I said, you know, I think I'm depressed.
Yeah.
At home, you know, and I feel so much better when I get out.
I love this picture, by the way, Donnell, on huntingdivas.com. I think there's about a dozen of you there, all in camo, kicking your legs. You kind of look like the Rockettes there in camo gear.
You know, we have so much fun, and really, I mean, that's part of it, why we've made it a nonprofit. We just want to be able to lift the spirits of ladies. We've got ladies that are cancer survivors, people actually in the middle of cancer, all kinds of things. And just to be able, like you said, you don't realize how you're being emotionally brought down by the situation our nation's in, or, you know, if somebody does have a health challenge or whatever, to get them away from that just for the day, to kind of flush your memories and mind and get some great new experience in the outdoors. Our hashtag is Find Your Wild. And sometimes I think it's easy if you've been through a divorce or you've lost a loved one, fill in the blank. It's so easy just to focus on that nonstop and just to just get a fresh start. You know, I took my son out with Wayne Carlton 2 weeks ago. We went out on the Western Slope and shot a Mary, and my son did. And it was, you know, we got up at 4 in the morning and we hunted and didn't get back in until about 10 o'clock at night. And it was crazy because of COVID and I'm staying home so much, I felt like I'd been gone for a month.
Yeah.
it was just crazy, you know.
Yeah.
And it really is. And I know you guys believe in God, too. I mean, without that and without the outdoors, you know, I have empathy for those that don't have that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Our spring turkey hunt here in Utah extends through the end of this month. And so truth time here. The women are actually better at hunting turkeys than guys are, aren't they?
Here's here's the thing about women is they really will be patient. Now, my DNA and Lisa's DNA, we're both the founders of Hunting Divas, is we're not patient. But when it comes to turkey hunting, especially the property that we have access to on the North Platte, we set up our blinds and we stay there from dark 30 in the morning and we stay till dark at night. And we've filled most of our tags. I don't know. I think men and women are better at different things. But ladies are, man, when they plan, they have to know every detail and have the outfit has to match. And I know guys will grab a gun and go out the door, you know. And is that wrong or right? I don't know. I just know we have a ton of fun. And it's just different when you get a bunch of ladies together. You guys like to go and just be with the guys, right? So
yeah.
It's just we have such a good time. And like I said, the lady that's the Parks and Wildlife videographer for Colorado, she came to us 3 years ago and she said, "Now I need some footage of women in the outdoors." She said, "But I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to cry if you shoot something." Mm. And I'm like, "What?" You know, and so anyway, that whole thing turned into, fast forward 3 years later, we have converted her. She is now a full-time huntress. She just did a 19-part series for Parks and Wildlife in Colorado on basically 101 stats from starting as a novice. But we took her from being anti-gun. She was a Democrat from Hollywood, and she is now has her own gun, shot a turkey. She has shot a deer. We didn't get an elk with her this year, but and we just love that. We love. She said, "You know what? You guys do a terrible job of." She said, "You do a terrible job of explaining conservation." She said, "I was anti-hunting because I thought you were killing all of our animals, and I didn't understand that your money is what funds conservation." But honestly, a lot of people, I try to post conservation stuff on my Facebook, and it never goes viral. I mean, when I post a bunch of turkey pictures, it goes viral. But it really is hard to sell that message, but the message is still true. Hunting is conservation, and it's just, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're doing something right when you can get six out of the eight ladies out there to bring home a turkey, and after they've had a chance to then cook that turkey themselves and feed it to their families, you've probably got somebody hooked for life, no doubt about it. We're out of time, but, man, it's good to catch up with you.
Well, it's great to talk to you guys. I've missed you, and I hope you guys are staying safe out there in Utah.
Normally we would have seen you in March with the ISE, but I guess that didn't happen either.
Right. We were supposed to come and speak for that, but, that got canceled. I seriously set in a two-week period. I do a mission to Europe every year for international kids. First time in 20 years I had to cancel that. I sat there about 2 weeks' time and took everything off my calendar, and I was like, okay, now what?
Hey,
you know? So
Danielle, you mentioned the North Platte. That's a great place to be. I've been over there a few times. But I wanted to mention to you, call me for a phone when you're ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Actually, we're getting ready to do another horseback trip in June.
Okay.
We are going to go ahead and do our horseback trips because we're 12 and under in our size. We'll be outdoors and fire and fishing. And so I think we are going to go forward with that. So we'd love to have you guys call in and talk to our ladies around the fire.
That'd be fantastic.
That sounds good. Send me the dates.
Okay, I will do that.
All right. And tell everybody where you are online, too.
We're at huntdata.com. Well, that's the mapping. Hunting Divas is just Hunt in Divas, or you can also do Hunting Divas. We have both. Hunt in Divas is our actual name. But sorry about that. But anyway, so you can find us at huntingdivas.com. We're on social media. We have a decent following out there. It's kind of fun because those ladies are now finding us and coming on our trips, and we're getting to meet a lot of cool people. So it's awesome.
You're an inspiration to many, and I love your energy, and we'll be thinking about you and your husband. Hopefully everybody gets back to work soon.
I know. It's crazy. We're just trying to roll with the punches. So
That's all you can do.
And all right.
Find some time to recharge out there. Again, it's Hunt N Divas, or you can go huntingdivas.com. Ladies, maybe there's a trip in your future to join Danielle and the great team, Lisa and the rest of them, that just go out and have a great time and learn some great things. We'll take a break and come back with more in just a minute.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella. Black and blue with a hint of yellow. The bluegill boogie.
Bluegill boogie.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie. You can't go wrong.
You know what? Your spirits are better already. We just need to get together.
I love that line, hands of yellow. I think that's a great line.
We just need to get together and do this more often. That's what we
need. Exactly.
Hey, I want to make this one note before we talk about any specifics with fish bites here. There was a note on the Division of Wildlife's Facebook page, which you can find by just searching out Utah Division of Wildlife Resources for Utah. Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. They're asking fishermen out there, if you want to help shape Utah's future fishing regulations, you can take a quick survey. It takes about 11 minutes, and your input and ideas will be used to improve their fisheries. Responses are kept confidential, and they'll never share your personal information. But they would appreciate your time. So look them up on Facebook, if you will. I put a link, by the way, on our Facebook page if you want to find us at KSL Outdoors Radio. I was looking at the map, and, boy, there's a lot of hot spots out there right now. Things are starting to pick up.
Well, you know, that map that the DWR prints is basically angler-generated. So they'll give reports based on what people are doing. And what's really hot on that map is this, the community ponds, because people are running out of the house, down the street, and going to those places, and so that's why we know a lot. And by the way, the ponds are great. If you want to get out, they're fishing good. You know, I want to talk about the north. I don't talk north of me too much, Tim. I know you guys went to southern Utah, and you said all the lakes were full, so let's talk about some that are north of us. Schuyler Pond is red hot, and so is Mayer Pond. Okay, those are Brigham City, Box Elder County ponds. Those are extremely good. Pioneer Pond's another one up there. It's a little slower, but still ranked really good. And then if you want to get up, like way up past Logan, Lake Town up there, and you know, if you're going up there for the Memorial Weekend, that's a lake that's red hot as well. And then right here in Layton, I like Andy Adams. It's fishing great. The bass are fishing well. Everybody targets trout here, but if you want to go for the bass, they're over in the trees. They're monsters, and they're in the spawn. So that's fishing really great. And by the way, Willard has come on. So I would want to encourage some of our anglers who only target trout, which is mostly our ancestry, to consider warm water species. The wipers are a blast. You get one of those guys on the line, it's like reeling in a plate. I mean, they get as about as like 7 pounds, but they turn sideways, so it feels like 20. Manaway is another good one. I know there's a lot of trout. The trout fishing right now there is awesome. It's red hot. But there's a lot of other warm species in there that's good. And interestingly, if you want to talk to north, you're talking Weber River, which is the most fished fishery by far. And it's good again. I reported a few weeks back, and it's interesting. I love the feedback. If you're listening to me, send me emails. People have been listening to this show and listening to what I've been saying, and it makes me feel good that people listen. Well, the Weber got good again. I don't know what happened, but the water got clear. It's a little high, but the clarity is perfect. And by the way, I fished it. It's great. I'm talking 8 to 10 fish an hour. You know, I'm a little depressed, so I haven't done it enough. I'm standing there with the fish on the line, and then I think, should I reel this fish in? Because I'm all alone, you know. It's like you can't put it in the net and show somebody, you know.
Hey.
But my point is, the Weber is fishing great again. And by the way, I've never had my finger on the pulse of the Weber more than I do now because I live on it.
Right. And I'm glad to hear that because when we last talked a couple of weeks ago, you were talking about the brown, muddy water because it was flowing so fast and the melt was on. I can tell you from my drive up Highway 89 that there was a lot of brown water down there. So the good news is the reservoirs are full. The bad news is there's a lot of water.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the cooler temperatures, I think, have really stopped some of that runoff. They had to meet the irrigation obligation as of May 15th. So they raised the water so they can meet that. But it hasn't hurt the fishing. It's got a really pretty green color. Like a guy told me, he says, you said longer. I wasn't catching anything, and you said longer leaders, and now I'm catching them. It was a subtle fix. You got to go longer. The river's a little deeper, but it's fishing great.
Oh, I have to tell you, before we forget, a couple of things, because I know what you want to mention your dry fly class. But when we were down at Bryce last week, What are the chances we would bump into somebody on the hike down to the Queen's Garden Trail and bump into a couple from, I'm going to get this wrong. They were down in Utah County, and we struck up a conversation. His name was Alan Nichols, and he's taken your class.
Yeah.
So we had a great conversation with he and his wife about taking your class and listening to the program. So anyway, Alan says hi, and he loved taking your class. But you've got one coming up. You're going to try and stick to the calendar on this one.
Yeah, I lost my spring class, and both of them were sold out. I lost my flow tube class, also sold out. And now my fly tying class didn't get started. But I'm going to go out at some point, okay? So I want to get my dry fly people back. It'll be the last week of July, first week of August. That's my dry fly class. I know there are people who want to come to it who haven't had my beginning classes. I really can't afford that. But all those people who've had any of my beginning classes, come on, we're going camping, we're going fishing, we're going to make the world right again.
Attaboy. Making the world right again, one fly at a time. I like it. I also like to say we were social distancing before social distancing was cool. Get out and enjoy that sunshine. Thank you, sir, for Fish Bites. Stay right there.